But think also of the automation of architecture, so that, you know, so many of the things that, once were carefully drawn by hand and that are now, architecture is changing radically because of the ability through all sorts of new technologies to reduce the number of architects that you need. And same is happening in the law. Same is actually happening in journalism, where they've got, they now have created programs to write stories and they can basically put it together. Now, I'm not saying it's going to eliminate every journalist or every lawyer or every architect, but what we do know is that jobs that we thought were the jobs that you would get if you wanted to make sure that you would always have work, you know, that you'd always be necessary, those are under assault. And so in a circumstance like this, where we know that multinational corporations balance their books and up their bottom line by getting rid of people, we should not for a second doubt. I mean, it would be absurd. It would be madness to doubt that as these technologies come into play, that this isn't going to happen. It is going to happen. Our research is not based on our, you know, thoughts and theories about this stuff. It's based on what the people who are at the heart of this thing say is happening and will happen. And we know that whole industries have already been wiped out. Whole companies, traditional companies like Kodak, have been wiped out. They reconstituted something dramatically smaller because digital change has really profoundly affected them. And so if we accept that, then instead of getting all wrapped up in, you know, gigabytes and you know, what this next robot can do and what our, where artificial intelligence is taking us, all these exciting things, which we write about a lot in the book, we say, hold it, let's just pause and ask, what happens then? What happens when we have so many fewer jobs?